Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Murder of Magpies by Judith Flanders. Read by Susan Duerden. Chapter 1.
Oh, just kill me now!
I didn't shriek that out loud, just clenched my teeth more tightly. It was 8:30, and already the day couldn't get much worse. I'm always at my desk by 8, not because I'm so wonderful, although I am, but because it's the only time of day when no one asks me anything, when I can actually get on with some work instead of solving other people's problems. Being a middle-aged, middlingly successful editor has a downside that no one tells you about when you're starting off. Publishing offices are run by middle-aged women like me. We will never be stars, but instead know dull things like how books are put together. We know how to find reliable proofreaders, what was done on that 3-for-2 promotion in 2010, and why it failed miserably, and even how to sweet-talk a recalcitrant designer into designing our book jackets instead of tweeting clips of his cat being adorable. And so people ask you questions. They ask you all day. They text in meetings. They grab you in the corridor. They stop you in the street on your way to lunch. I'm only surprised that no one has followed me into the loo yet. Luckily, most publishing people are not early risers, and from 8 until at least 9:30, often 10, the place looks like the Mary Celeste, and I get through all those jobs that need complete concentration and yet are completely boring. Checking jackets. Remember the time some squiffy copywriter thought that the Count of Monte Cristo...